Treasury Department of the United States has just imposed new sanctions on Russia for allegedly meddling in our election and so on and so forth. There's an irony here that no one's noting in the mainstream press. The Office for Sanctions for Economic Warfare at the Treasury Department is controlled by Jews. And if there's one group that has meddled in every single election in the United States for decades now, it is the Jews, particularly the Israel lobby, particularly a group like IPAC, and the American Israeli Political Action Committee. So there's more than irony involved here. There's a sense of total hypocrisy. The Jews are using the Treasury Department as a cover to basically wage war on Russia because they don't like Russia because of stories their grandparents told them about pogroms in the Pale of the Settlement. This comes one day after Donald Trump has announced that he's pulling his troops, American troops, out of Syria. The two statements are connected in a way because what we're seeing here is Donald Trump once again trying to reassert his policy, his election campaign promise to withdraw troops from Syria in spite of the efforts of the deep state to keep them there. The real question is whether he is in control of his own administration and whether he can determine policy in light of the opposition that the deep state seems to determine to impose on him and everything he does.